Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical approaches and actionable tactics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey. I'm a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran. I'm a current team and leadership development workshop facilitator and executive education adjunct professor. In today's episode, we're talking about leading up. Leading up is about the art of influencing those who hold positions above you, whether it be your boss, shareholders, or an external counterpart that has a higher position than you. Being able to effectively understand their needs and to be able to influence them towards the outcome that you desire is a crucial leadership skill. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. This episode is brought to you by FitAF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where FitAF steps in. FitAF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. Leading up is the art of influencing and collaborating with individuals who hold positions of authority or influence above you. If you work in an organization, you have a boss. If you work with clients, they are someone that you want to treat with a position of authority because you're trying to gain their work. If you have shareholders, if you have a board of directors, if you have a C-suite, everybody has somebody who holds a position above them, unless you're your own boss, which in case you may not. However, being able to lead up and influence up allows you to understand somebody else's need in order to gain perspective of what they want so that you can have a mutually beneficial outcome. It involves building strong relationships, being able to understand the goals and priorities of those above you, and aligning your efforts to help support their vision. So whether you're working with a direct supervisor, whether you're working with a skip level leader, senior executives, board members, leading up is essential for helping you to drive your organization forward and achieve the outcomes you want to achieve. Successful leading up requires mastering several key principles. The first principle is being able to build trust and credibility. In order for you to build trust and credibility, you want to establish your performance, your reputation, time and time again. This takes time to do. Being able to deliver results, you want to demonstrate your integrity, your trustworthiness, and foster open communication with your superiors. Being candid, coming with facts, being prepared with every communication will help you build that trust and credibility. The second element is understanding the other person's perspective. Gaining perspective is difficult. You have to put yourself aside. You have to take yourself out of the center of the conversation and really, truly step into that other person's shoes. So you want to take time to understand, what is that other person's goals? What's that other person's challenges? What pressure do they face day in and day out? Once you understand those, you can then know where you want to position yourself to help, to provide that support. So being able to listen with empathy, put yourself in their shoes, understand more about them will help you tailor your approach and influence upwards. Next is being proactive and solution-oriented. You want to be able to anticipate the needs and opportunities of that boss, of that senior executive, or of that shareholder. So you want to be open to proactively offering solutions. You want to be open to proactively offering recommendations. You want to see what they need and then be able to add value through your initiative, through your solution-oriented behaviors. Anticipate the needs of your boss. Once you understand and gain perspective of what they face and what challenges they have, now you can lean forward as far as you can to be able to help build and deliver solutions. The next element is communicating effectively. Being able to clearly articulate your ideas, your concerns, and then use persuasive language in order to get the decision you need to get from them, to get the resources you need to get from them. Tailor your communication style so that it resonates with the preferences and priorities of the person above you. And the fifth principle is seeking feedback and being adaptable. Solicit feedback from your superiors, from your senior leaders, from your bosses. Be open to constructive criticism. Use that feedback as an opportunity to grow, to develop, and to shape your approach so that you can be successful each and every time you have an engagement. I want to share a story with you about how I typically start to establish a relationship with a new boss so that I can set and plant those seeds to grow for a mutually beneficial relationship. I can provide support to them and then be able to influence upwards. And it's a very simple approach that I take time and time again. When I move into a new position, one of the first conversations I have with my boss is a one-on-one conversation that I establish. I proactively reach out to them and set time up on their calendar. What I want to get from that conversation is, what does success look like in my position? What is your view of success in my position? So I can hear from the person above me of what they see, what they envision as a successful performance in my position. Now, I'm not talking specific elements. I'm not talking specific KPIs we have to meet. What I want to get into is, what does success feel like? What does success look like in this position? Then I get into, what are the challenges they currently see across the organization, not just within my team that I'm now responsible for leading, but across the organization. So I get both. What that helps me understand is their view from the top down in and their view from the top across the organization. So now I'm starting to open my aperture and understand and see things from their perspective across the organization, which will help me shape what we need to do to perform and contribute, and where I can work left and right with my peers to help achieve the goals and outcomes that my boss sees across the entire enterprise. I also, in that meeting, spend time to understand how they like to communicate. I ask them, what's your preference on communication? Do you prefer a weekly update, regular, recurring? Do you prefer a daily check-in? Do you prefer email, one-on-one, pop-in? Understanding how they pulse check their day and what their battle rhythm is, so to speak, and where can I inject in that so that I keep them fed, I keep them informed on how they like to consume information and data. With those three things, what does success look like and feel like? What's your views on the organization's challenges down and in and left and right? And how do you like to consume information? That sets me up right away, early in my first 30 days, to understand what it is I need from my team and how I can contribute to the overall greater good of the organization that aligns with the priorities and preferences of my boss. And that's what it comes down to, having the courage to ask. That was a shift for me. When I first got into leadership positions, when I first got new jobs, I expected my boss to have that meeting with me. I expected my boss to set that conversation with me. And what I typically got from my boss was, welcome to the new department. Here's what we do here. Here's the KPIs you'll be measured against. Here's how I, expect you to show up. And if you have any questions, let me know. So it was very much top down. What we didn't get into was their perspective. What we didn't get into was how they felt about the organization. It was very much one directional. And I thought about that for a while. And I said, well, that's good But when I really wanted to make impact, when I really wanted to build relationships and build rapport, I needed to ask a different set of questions. And what I wanted to do was show them I have the initiative to control the conversation. I have the initiative to come in and be proactive with how we're going to build a relationship. I'm not sitting back relying and waiting on you. That paid dividends. When I made that connection, when that clicked, it paid dividends in the form of less pop-ins from my boss, less questions when I sent something into them to read or review, less time reworking communication from my team because I understood what they wanted, why they wanted it, and how they wanted it. And then I can influence their decisions. I can influence the outcomes that are best for the organization because I understood how to communicate with them. I had trust in them. And then I was building that rapport and reputation I have through my communication, through my performance, because we were aligned with what right and what best looked like. And as I set that approach up, I started to shift my conversations with my team so that I can allow my team to influence up. I set those conditions for my team to bring their voice, to feel empowered, to know that they are having meaningful work and here's how communication should flow. So not only did it help me influence up, it helped me set the conditions for my team to influence me. Just of note, while leading up can be rewarding, it also comes with a couple challenges. There's some obstacles that you need to be aware of in order to navigate this idea of leading and influencing upwards. The first is understanding and navigating power dynamics. In every workplace, you have power dynamics. When you have an organizational hierarchy, you have power dynamics. Being able to balance assertiveness with deference is a challenge when working with individuals in position of authority. You've got to be able to know when to push. You've got to be able to know when to pause. You've got to know when to be able to step back. It's all about how you understand that power dynamic, gain their perspective, and then tailor your message. The next thing to be cautious of is managing conflicting priorities. You want to make sure that you are aligning your efforts with the priorities of the multiple superiors and stakeholders involved, which can be complex. If you work in a large organization, this can be highly difficult. If you work in a smaller organization, taking time to make sure every department's on the same page, understanding where the senior leaders are all shooting towards, and come back to the vision, the mission, and the purpose of the organization. That typically will set you on the right path. And the third element is being able to build influence without authority. Influencing decisions, driving change without formal authority requires finesse and strategic thinking. This goes back to building those solid relationships, understanding who's who, understanding how people need to consume information, and then to tailor your message towards them. If you overcome these challenges and you focus on building strong relationships, demonstrating value, maintaining a solutions-oriented mindset, you'll have a ton of leadership capital and ability to influence upwards within the organization. So you remember, leading up is a skill. It can be developed over time, and it takes time to develop. It takes time to build a reputation. It takes time to build a rapport, and it happens through consistent performance. When you show up and you master the principles of trust, communication, proactivity, and adaptability, you'll be able to become more influential and impactful from your current leadership position. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, like it, save it, download it, share it with your fellow leaders. Share the information, share the knowledge that you've gained through this so that we can all lead at our very best. And we want you to join the conversation. So leave us a comment, drop us a review, send in a question that you have about work culture, workplace, team dynamics, or leadership. We'll answer your question, give you the best advice that we can so that we can all lead at our very best. If you're an organization that wants to improve your team dynamics and develop your leaders, I want to work with you. I offer highly engaging, creativity-infused, research-backed workshops that help promote connection, cohesion, and collaboration within your teams. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or email me here at will@onthestacks.com. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.